The Te Awela Festival is currently taking place in Samoa this week, celebrating culture and all things Samoan. The festival is in its 29th year now and is one of the South Pacific's biggest cultural festivals. We are now crossing live to PMN Samoa producer Atango Fua Te Malesa Pilitango, who's actually in Samoa covering the Te Awela Festival. Atango, and thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Brian. Yeah, I miss it all, our 531 BI and our morning breakfast show. This morning, Talofa Lava Samoa. Yes, Brian, it is the 29th anniversary of Te Awela Festival in our country. Yeah, I didn't know that it's the Te Awela is a bit older than 531 BI. It just celebrated its 26 years last month. Hey,
yes, only ahead by about maybe 3 or 4 years, so that's all right. What's the weather like there at the moment, Atango, in Samoa?
Well, not bad, but it's a bit windy and pretty cold in here, and also sometimes it rains. Yeah, hardly see the sun. So I can say that it's a terrible weather starting from last night.
Now, Atango,
anyway, the Te Awela is coming to a close. Hey.
Yes. Yeah. And can you tell us?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, sorry, Atango. Can you give us an overview of the last week for Te Awela Festival for you?
You know, the official opening of the Te Awela was last Sunday. And it wasn't, was just a very brief opening service. So quite a lot of people, they come in to support. The head of state was there. And also the prime minister wasn't there. But the members of the cabinet and parliament that joined in to celebrate the opening of this year's Te Awela Festival. So it was a pretty good occasion. We see the support of the people of Samoa to its yearly event, the Te Awela Festival. And then it was just that service on that Sunday evening. And then people dispersed and ready to come in again for the beginning of sports and all activities that were planned for the celebration of the 29th year of Te Awela. So from Monday to today, it's not so much difference. It's just a continuation of what happens on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now it's Friday. It's the closing time of the Te Awela brand. Yeah, today will be prize giving. I think it's on at the moment. Almost started the prize giving of the competitions that the teams from outside, like the village teams, the youth teams, whatever team that participates in this celebration, comes the time that this morning, or they will receive something from the organizers. Mm. Yeah, so the prize giving for today and wrapping up of the Te Awela Festival is today as well. And looking forward to a totally different event for tomorrow, the beauty pageant, Samoa Beauty Pageant 2019-2020. So, yeah, that's it. Mm. But nothing much. What I mean is that this is a year I was looking at. We can see some changes of like Samoan real sports, the Kirititi for Samoa, and also Tawanga or competitions of village choirs, but nothing like that happened. It was just a normal program like the past 3-4 years. Yes, right.
Jungle, with regards to the beauty pageant, are you going to be one of the judges tomorrow?
Yes. But I don't know. I was told, but I don't know whether I will be available for that. For I'm looking forward to just dropping down some results for our people there in New Zealand who listens to our show. So if I can be the judge, then I don't have time to pin down what is supposed to be brought over on air for our people there. Some information, what's going to happen. It's a big event, and also the Miss Pacific Island. Hey, you remember that Papua New Guinea beautiful young woman?
Yes, yes, yes.
Only 20 years, I think, or 19 years old. She's here now. The Miss Pacific Island is here. And you know what the woman, this young, beautiful woman said? Yeah, it's an experience of a lifetime to her. So she's here to support and to be part of the celebration of the beauty pageant of Samoa. This is sponsored by, this particular event is sponsored by the Blue Sky, you know, here in Samoa. So everyone is looking forward for this event. People are looking for tickets. Yeah, people asking me, oh, do you have some tickets? Do you have spare tickets? How can we get the tickets to this event? So, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a very popular event, Tango. Tango, I wanted to ask as well, because you mentioned that there are a few things that are missing from this year's program that you were, you know, very much looking forward to. With that and the Te Awela Festival now, you know, 29, almost 30 years, how much has it grown over the years, or how much has it changed, you know, from the first time that you attended to now?
It's quite a significant change, Brian. It's quite a huge change. You look at the activities and the programs. In the beginning, it was really, you know, the Samoan real sports and entertainment world, they were really draw cards for the people outside Samoa to come over. And people in overseas, they look forward and they plan to be part of this occasion. Yeah. Unfortunately, at the moment, a lot of the sports, Samoan real sports, like the Kirikiti for Samoa, the Tansi, like the Ma'un'ulu, they don't come in to be part of this occasion in groups, big groups, as what happened before in the beginning. So that's, I can say, those are the big changes. To take this event back, to bring the people to Samoa, and so they need to bring back those Samoan real stuff to the program. So the number, I think the number of people coming in for the Te Awela from overseas has dropped. Yeah, big drop.
Mm. And so you would say that would be a big reason why not having some of the traditional events?
I don't know. Well, financially, I think that's another side of it. Because like the Fautasi racing, there's no Fautasi racing anymore. Yeah. So it's part of this is the money involved, because they have to make prepare good prices for the village, Fautasi, and, you know, village entertainments, big groups entertainments. But we don't have the money. So we're just celebrating whoever comes overseas to take part.
Tango, can I ask, when you say money, when we're looking at the Te Awila Festival, just how much does it actually, you know, contribute to the local economy in Samoa?
Well, I have no idea how much the government put aside in the beginning to finance this event. Well, a few hundred thousand or more. I think it's the only way to bring back this very nice occasion for the Samoan culture, music and entertainment. Not only that, the good story that goes out for Samoa regarding its food, stuff like those, is to bring back those that would has been dropped out a few years back, like what I said, is Samoan real games, so like the sports. Now, the question is, why Palangi cricket? Why Palangi cricket? Whereas this occasion celebrates the culture, the real Samoan game. That's how I see it. And now, They have a competition for Palangi cricket, a Samoan festival for culture with a Palangi cricket competition.